Welcome to the Subscribe to Change recording of the online ACMC Revisited training, teaching you the art of meta-coaching.
Hi, Larissa and Anne.
Hi. Hi, Femke.
How are you, Larissa?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Anne, are you there? So, Anne, I cannot hear you, so I hope you have your microphone on. So far, it's just the two of you. I am expecting a few others, but we'll see. We'll give it a few more moments, a few more minutes, and then we will get started. So how are you doing, Larissa?
Yes, it's different. I wrote a letter to you. So
yes.
And you know a little bit how I'm doing. Yes, it's exciting. Yes, it's a lot to do. Yes, I try to plan to do a lot of different things and to push myself a little bit. It's important.
Sounds good. And so have you gotten any other coaching clients?
Not that pay for me.
Okay.
Yes.
So that
but I hope soon.
Yes. Okay, so Anne, I still cannot hear you. I remember last time we could hear you, so I'm hoping that you have your microphone on or maybe earplug so that we can hear you as well and you can join in on the conversation. So today we are going to be talking about marketing and sales, and I wanted to specifically address the fears that can come up or the anticipated. Well, a fear is an anticipation, of course. So, but when we think about talking to a client, meeting new people, what are they going to think of our product? What are they going to think of us? Are they going to want to buy? So all these things that we have in the back of our mind that can really hold us back, I think that part, for me, my experience has been that especially in the beginning and not feeling completely confident about my coaching, that held me back. But then also I had some other dragons that were getting in the way of me just really doing the things that you need to do in marketing so that it's a skill that you're learning and not specifically something that is something that you're afraid of or something that becomes bigger than it just being a skill. It's just having a conversation with people. It's just defining your ideal client and who do you want to work with. And that process can actually be a lot of fun. But for a lot of people, they have like a troubling relationship with marketing. Just the idea of marketing is because it's something that they can grasp, or it's the fact of meeting new people and going networking and entering a room with people you don't know. How do you feel then? And so there's a lot of different aspects to marketing. What are you going to do if you don't get any response? If you send out an email and you're not going to get a response, or if you expect not to get a response, or if you expect from the get-go to not be able to get any clients, are you going to even get started? Are you even going to go out, or are you going to kind of hang back, procrastinate, just do all kinds of other things. One of my strategies was to just focus on my website and logo and everything that was in the back, on the back end of it, but not really going out and meeting people. So I really want to spend some time on that today. Larissa, I see that Anne has dropped out. She dropped away. So far you are the only one on the call. So I'm curious where you are at with regards to sales and marketing and the way that you feel about it. And yeah, what are your thoughts around that?
Yes, I don't think I am good on sales and marketing.
Okay.
And so far, I'm just focusing on my skills to be better in coaching and not do a lot about sales, I think.
Okay.
And I believe now that on this state, that when I will be better and better in my skills, coaching skills, the client will come to me because they will say other people that I'm good and then they can try.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
And because of this, I don't do really a lot of this, and because I say that I need to concentrate on my study also. Yes, not. I see maybe just excuses. That
Okay. And that sounds like you would be stuck also kind of in a loop. So, not really going out and doing it because you don't feel confident enough about your coaching, and then not building a client base where people are going to refer to you.
Hmm.
Do you experience that, or?
I didn't get the last.
So if you don't go out and get clients because you feel like you're not good enough yet or you don't feel confident enough, then it's hard to build the confidence and to kind of go out and get the clients so that you can get the referrals.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And some days ago, I found that I trust myself. It gives me energy, and clients give me feedback, and it gives me good confidence.
Okay.
So, I see that I need this. I need clients.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, Larissa, I see that Christian has joined us. Holly was also just on the call, but she dropped away. So, Holly is back. So let me put all of you on mic. Hi, Holly and Christian.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Christian. Holly, your mic is really has a lot of static on it.
Except
put
it on mute because I can't get my iPad to connect.
Oh, okay.
So what would you prefer?
Okay.
Well, my microphone is shut now. I stopped it.
Okay, Christian, I can hear you. So, Holly, I'm just going to put you on mute because I can't hear the others. So I'm just going to put you on mute. If you have a question, please just press 1.
Okay.
Okay, so Christian and Holly, what we're talking about today, and I already spoke a little bit to Larissa about this, is the fact that if we want a successful business, we need to do sales and marketing. And for a lot of coaches, sales and marketing, just the idea of it, we come up with all these fears, what if they're not going to What if they don't, what if my clients don't like me? What if they don't want me? I don't know what they want. So there's like all these thoughts that can actually stop us from just going ahead and learning the skill of marketing, getting the feedback. And that's something that Larissa just mentioned as well, is, okay, so right now I don't feel confident enough in coaching, so I don't feel confident in doing my marketing and getting out and getting clients. But that actually stops me from improving, from getting feedback, and really having that sense of like, okay, incrementally I'm going to go out and get practice, maybe not charge as much as I would if I were really confident and skilled, but right now I can still charge some, and I'm going to ask for feedback from my clients, or I'm going to ask for supervision from other people so that I increase my skill and I feel more and more confident in marketing. So your skill level in coaching, or what you perceive is your skill level in coaching, has an effect on the way that you do marketing. As you build your confidence, you're going to feel more comfortable, but that doesn't mean that automatically you're going to feel really comfortable with marketing, because for so many of us, and that's the feedback that I get so often, is, oh, I'm not good at marketing. I don't get sales. And so there's a lot of relationships that we've built with the concept of marketing and sales that inhibits us from just seeing it as a skill and something that, like any other skill, like the skill of coaching or, like riding a car, it is a skill that we can learn, and we can break it down into smaller steps. And so having that structure is a great way to start, knowing what is the structure of marketing. And if you go through different books, different marketing systems, I've done online, free online courses, I read books about it, and really for everything the structure is pretty much the same. So why then does it take so long for us to really get it going and to really start understanding it? And I think that's the kind of like the catch-22 that we're in. If we don't understand it, we're not going to do it. And if we're not doing it, then we're not really learning and we don't get the feedback that we need. And the same applies in coaching as it does in marketing. If you want to grow, you need feedback. So you need to step out. And so that's what I really wanted to focus on today, is, okay, so let's work on your relationship with marketing. Let's work on where are you at in terms of marketing. Are you too much all or nothing? Are you stuck in the perfectionism dragon that everything has to be perfect and your coaching has to be perfect before you can get started? Because part of building a business is incremental steps, getting feedback and growing from that, and that's the fastest way that you are going to get successful. So what is that for you? And Larissa already started sharing a little bit with us. But I'm curious also to hear maybe like a little bit from you, Christian. What are your thoughts and how do you feel about sales and marketing?
Well, about sales and marketing, I'm feeling rather great because I'm managing a firm. Just about selling myself as a coach, which is much more complicated.
Okay. and you put the emphasis
on. I did it on for my studies. I studied a lot of management and marketing, but I never practiced it.
Okay.
I usually delegate it.
Okay. And so you mentioned that, and you put the emphasis on marketing myself is much more
yes.
complicated. So yes. what is more difficult about that, about the selling yourself?
I think I had a kind of insight with everything has to be perfect before I start. And that's the thing before I ask fees. Is my microphone okay?
What's that?
I don't know if you hear me well. Do you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're a little bit soft, so maybe you can turn up your mic a little bit.
Okay, I will try to change it. And it's about myself as a coach, which is complicated
okay.
just now.
Yeah. So what is complicated about that for you?
About being not fully ready to give all the value people are expecting from the coaching.
Okay. So right now that's what's holding you back from, or that's what you find difficult about marketing yourself, is the fear that they're not going to get all the value.
Well, I would take it as a metaphor. It was just jump in the swimming pool and begin to swim.
Okay, yeah. yeah, and so Larissa said something similar, that she also has that experience of, okay, I'm not, I don't feel confident enough in my coaching, so then I'm not going to go out. And that actually means that you're not going to get so much feedback to that allows you to grow. And I've said that in previous training sessions. And for me, my journey through coaching has taken such a long time because of that. And I never really said, hey, let's get some coaching on it, because, well, it just didn't pop up for me. Until like much later, because I just felt like, no, I need to do some more training and I need to do some more of this. And so I always stayed in my safe bubble of not really going out. So I was working on my logo, I was working on my website, on creating nice questionnaires and things for people to do, but I wasn't really going out and spending my time on building relationships. And that's really what I think is the essence of marketing ourselves, is we need to build relationships and let people know what we can do for them. And so it is about building relationships. And one of the things that I really had to stretch is my meta program, or well, the all or nothing thinking. So I had to go from all or nothing to incremental steps and thinking in, okay, this is where I'm at now. I don't have to be all perfect. I don't have to be, the best coach ever. I can already contribute. And with what I can contribute right now, what value would I put on that? So, whether that's $50 an hour or $100, whatever you feel comfortable with, but turn it into an incremental step. And so Larissa and I recently had a conversation about that, about, not being able to charge for the services because you don't feel good enough. But once you've gone through the meta coaching system, you can already add value because you already started to ask different questions than the average conversation would have. So you already can add value. It's just a matter of, okay, so there's a difference between, okay, can you see your own skills? Because your confidence level is something that is perceived by yourself. So you also need to be able to step back and determine, okay, is my confidence level, the confidence level that I have in my coaching, is that accurate or is it somewhat distorted? Am I discounting some things? Because a lot of the time, what I notice in coaches is that there's a lot of discounting going on in terms of what you can already do and the value you can already contribute. So just listening and supporting in itself already is a huge value to people because they can already start getting insights. So focusing even on those skills and then having, like, you know, maybe not charging as much as you normally would, being open and honest about where you're at in your skill level. Also being able to say, hey, listen, I hit a wall. I don't know what to say now, but I'm going to confer with someone and come back to you. Things like that, like just that sense of openness, I've learned that people appreciate that, especially if they are unable to afford, you know, a high, an expert who charges a lot more than you would do starting out. So there is a market there even. At least that's so, I'm just sharing some of my beliefs and my experiences. I believe that there is a market for coaches who are just starting out. I believe that you are already adding value so that you can start charging money for it, even if it isn't the level that eventually you would like. I also believe that you're only going to get better if you go out and do it so that you can get the feedback. And part of that means that you're going to feel uncomfortable for a while because that's part of growing. Ultimately, it's being aware that you, you know, it's consciously incompetent in certain areas. But so I also believe that you need to count the things that you can already do rather than just looking at the things that you can't do. So start counting, you know, what you can do in terms of listening, in terms of supporting, and in terms of questioning. And starting out with that, making it smaller, so incremental thinking and incremental steps over the all or nothing is really going to make a difference if you want to accelerate your learning. And so at the foundation, it is that sense of developing your skills as a coach, and as you gain in confidence there, you're going to feel more comfortable letting other people know about it. And then it really also is about breaking down the skill of marketing. You don't have to know everything about marketing just yet. I don't know everything about marketing, and I'm still learning a lot. I feel that in terms of marketing, I'm only at the beginning, but I can make it work for me right now. And the main thing is that if you can build a relationship with people, and if you're curious and attentive to them, then that is the biggest step. That's the first step that you need. And then people are going to be curious because, and that's another belief that I have, they have a need. If a client, if someone doesn't have a need, then I don't need to sell anything. So, but if they do have a need, oh, I need to let them know that I can help them. And then people are going to come after you rather than the other way around. So if you can let people know and feel comfortable with, the motivation axis of the axis of change. So if you notice, I'm really breaking it down into the first few steps, so listening and supporting, and then in your marketing, focus only on your motivation axes. So the towards and away from. What is it that you would really want, and where are you at right now? And so what is that gap? And what would it mean if you could bridge that gap, if you could have what you wanted, because that's what I can do for you. And having that conversation, not having to know the entire axis of change, just start out with the motivation axis. So that's how you can start to kind of break it down for yourself so that you can start to feel more comfortable in your coaching, start counting, and also you're able to add value and do your sales. Okay, so far, do you have any questions?
Well, just now for me, no, it's clear.
Okay, so if there's no questions, what I would like to do is to get into the coaching sessions right now. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to focus on the we are going to be focusing on the marketing and sales of your business, of yourself, and take that as a topic. And so think about what is the one thing in terms of marketing that would make a difference for you in your marketing that would maybe stop you procrastinating, stop you from excusing yourself, and get you really into action and building those critical connections that will help you build your business. So that's what we're going to be doing. We are going to have two coaching sessions. And then so we're going to have a coaching session. I'm going to be listening in. And then there's going to be some feedback, and then we're going to turn it around. So 20 minutes each. I think, Holly, because your mic, I'm just going to try your mic for a moment. Holly, are you there? Holly? Okay, Holly, I can't hear you. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to keep it in the same formation right now. I'm not going to break it down into smaller groups. And then Christian and Larissa, you can do the coaching today. So who of you would like to start with the coaching session?
Yes, I can start.
Okay, great. So Larissa, Christian, are you okay to be coached?
Yes, okay. Just I'm sorry, but I did not understand very well the first name of the coach.
Okay, it's Larissa.
Larissa?
Larissa, L-A-R-I-S-A.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, so Larissa, I'm going to put the clock on 20 minutes. I'm going to put myself on mute that you and Christian can only hear each other. If you have a question, just let me know, and I might be breaking in if I think that would serve your coaching.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay,
I'm ready.
I'm starting your 20 minutes right now.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hello. We're going to have a coaching session, 20 minutes, and we're going to talk about sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you need to do now to improve your skills on sales and marketing?
Well, there is one thing I would like to work on, which is about I need to know everything before I start, which is something which makes everything new to do, not to learn, but to do, very complicated for me. And so about marketing, in my mind just now, I need to do everything about social networks, about social skills, about all about people getting me to get known.
So I don't really hear you well, but if I understand correct, you said that you need to do everything before you go to sell or to do marketing. Is it correct?
No, it's about people knowing me, making me known as a coach, because I am known as an entrepreneur, being known as a coach by people who may be my clients.
Yes.
So I think I have to do everything before I start really selling my services.
And what you want to do now? What you want to improve now?
Well, I think it's a general belief I have about I need to know everything before I start. It's I would like to step to I do with what I want, with what I have as a skills, as anything. Just I do with what I have and just do it.
So you say that if you know you have to think before you start it, then you just do it.
Yes, if you just do with what I have and not focus on what is missing.
Okay, you said two times that you need to know that it sounds for me, but to take a lot of information and not doing something.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like a kind of excuse to me that just I do not know enough, maybe I did not check that before and so on. I have a very powerful strategy to avoid things.
Okay, so it's you said that it's excuses. So what
yes.
you want to do now on this session that helps you to go forward?
I think something like do with what you have. Something like I can see it's a belief, it's a strategy. I do not know, but I must do with what I have.
So you said that just do that you have.
Yeah, with what I have.
Yes. Hmm. And how you feel? I just need to think about this. About next question. Deal with this that you have.
Sorry?
And why is it important for you?
What is important for me with that is that I can start easily things with that frame. Do with what I have. I think it allows me to start easily doing a contact, going to see people, going making some brochure, sending some emails. And focusing on what I have more than what I have not.
Okay, and it's important for you. And where you in the process now of, that I understand you do another walk now, and you want to let people know that you start to do coaching.
Yeah.
And where are you on this process now to get the people know that you started to work as a coach?
The question was where or when?
Where? Where? Yeah.
I think the first thing is to, when I have meetings with people who are not my employees, just getting them to know that I'm beginning a coaching activity.
Okay. So you said that you want, is it correct that you said that when you meet the people, then you want to get them know?
Yes. So something out of my office, in meetings out of my office.
You need to do it out of your office.
Yeah, it could be a good well.
Yes. And do you know what you need to do this?
Not really.
Is it that you want to walk on this session? Is what to do to go out and to let people know?
Oh, yes. It's a real, I think, like a weakness for me, yes.
Okay. What do you mean with this, to go out of the office and let people know? What you particularly mean with this?
I didn't understand your last words.
What do you mean with this, to go out of the office and let people know this? Do you mean with the internet, or you mean to go out physically and meet the people?
I think I need to set myself a goal to 5, 10, 15 people I am starting a coaching business. I'm not sure I answered to your question, but it's what came to my mind.
Can you repeat this?
Sorry?
Can you repeat this?
Yeah, I can. I can set that goal of how many people I will tell for the given meeting. Yes, I can.
I didn't understand what you just said about the people, that you said that you need to meet some people to get start your business.
Yes. I go in numerous meetings for my work with people who are entrepreneurs, who are businessmen, so they are potential referrals for clients. But just I need to tell them that I'm starting that coaching activity, and that I need set myself, I will tell this to 10 people today in the meetings I will have.
So you have the people that you can tell, and can you do this now?
I don't understand.
Can you do this now when you meet these people? Can I do this now?
I cannot do this now because I am alone, but tomorrow I will see, I think, 10 people. Can I say it?
Yeah. So do you have a plan or strategy or how you can start to do this?
No.
So is it that you want to talk about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want.
And
yes.
Mm-hmm. So the strategy, what you want, need to do to start to talk with people. And I'm curious, what's stopping you now? Is it something stopping you now to do this?
I think I do not dare say that I'm someone I can run a business else than the one I'm doing now. Something like it's not totally a part of me. It's something I'm learning, but it's not totally a part of who I am.
Okay.
And
Yes, and so it's not, you said that it's not the whole you, but the part of you. It's something that you're learning and to be better and better. Is it correct?
Yes.
Mm. Yes. And when you started to talk to people and told them that you started to learn coaching and you do this, is it ecological for you?
And you don't understand the question. The last words.
Is it ecological?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you have all the skills, all the resources to start to talk with people?
Yes, I have.
And you said that you need the plan and the strategy to how you start to talk with the people. And how you know in the end of this session that you have this strategy and plan?
I think I will check at the end of the meetings how many people I will tell. No, I have told, sorry, how many people I have told that I was beginning a coaching activity.
Okay, you said
I would know.
That, yes, in the end of the meeting that you have the people. I asked about this session, how you know that you get this, what is your proof that, what you want in the end of this session, is something you feel or have on the paper?
Talking just like we did, I made a decision that I will say it to at least 5 people during the conversation. I think I made that decision just now. And I have to check when I go back that I said it to at least 5 people.
Okay, so at the end of the session you need to have this decision that you talk with the 5 people.
No, I made that decision. Talking with you, talking and thinking, I made that decision just now.
Okay, you did.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and you're going to do this.
Yes, I want it, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, is it something else you want to have? I don't know how much time we have now. Is it something else? Yes, Femke?
5 minutes.
5 minutes,
I have something about about the belief to make that action really natural. It's a bit confused in my head about how I can do that spontaneously. As I can tell, I'm the president. Okay, I'm the president. I'm and I need to be, I'm a coach, as easily.
Yes. And in order to do this, what you need to believe when you have when you're coach, when you're coaching people and talk with the people about that, what you need to believe?
I need to believe that I think it's about what Femke said before. So that even only the skills of supporting listening can bring value to what I offer to people.
And what do you think about this belief?
I think it's rather true. I never said it like that. It's something new in the formulation. It's rather a powerful reframing. It's good. With the skills I can use already rather easily, I will bring value.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I like it.
How it fits in your body when
how
you said that?
How I feel 100% true. Something like it is something true for me. The sensation, it's the truth.
Yeah. So I think it's a very good belief to continue and to start and continue to talk with the people.
Yes, indeed. I'm really feeling good about saying that tomorrow now. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I think we are finished with our coaching session.
Yeah.
Femke, can you hear us?
I didn't understand. Would you say again?
I couldn't get my mic to unmic, so I had it on Skype.
Okay.
Hello. So, Larissa.
Yes.
How did you feel that went?
I felt that I had quite good control on the tunnel. About asking questions. I didn't do a lot of exploration questions, and I didn't coach a lot, but anyway, in the end of the session, Kristen said that he made a decision.
Yes. So. Christian, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put you on mute for a moment, and then I get to provide Larissa with some feedback, and then either you or Holly can add to that afterwards.
Okay, so
Larissa.
Yes.
So one of the things that I noticed, and that is under the skill of listening, under the skill of questioning, is that you really stuck with the well-formed outcome funnel. So, And what you did was, and especially in the beginning when you asked, so do you know what you need to do to get there? Question 7 of the well-formed outcome funnel. And then when he said no, then you tested that. So is that what we need to work on in this session? And so that was a testing question, and you kind of went back to that. And also, when you got to the question of, okay, so is there anything stopping you? And Christian actually said something interesting, that he said that he doesn't feel like it's fully him yet. And I'm paraphrasing here, but so to me that sounded like that had something to do with identity. He doesn't have the identity of a coach yet. So I would have wanted to kind of frame that, which is under the skill of supporting. I would have wanted to put that as a frame. So is this about you not having the coaching identity? So as you go down, my suggestion would be to continue to check back. So is this what we need to work on? So is this about creating a coaching identity? And will that allow you to talk to 5 people at the end of the session? Because he gave you, and so that's the dance between, okay, I'm going down the funnel, I'm feeding back to you, because that's what you kept on doing. You kept on consistently acknowledging, making acknowledgments. And so to take that a step further is to show, hey, I've really heard you, and then you could have framed that. Is this about your identity? And is this a belief about identity? Yes. Okay, so is that what we need to work on? Then you do another testing question. And so what I've heard is that you have those skills. My suggestion for you is to really kind of, when someone gives you an answer, to really, okay, what is someone saying here? And how does it fit in with what we want to do and getting the outcome? Because you got really close to the core of the outcome. So that sense of identity that Christian spoke of, you could have locked that in. And so that's what we need to work on, a new identity or a new frame. And then you can take it from there and go and continue going down the funnel. And so that's one. And then the other one also, and you mentioned that yourself about exploration questions. One thing that I noticed as well that you did right at the beginning is you locked it down when specifically. So you really got a context around that. To take that to the next level is that you could get more specific about, okay, what's going on? What is he seeing? What is he hearing? What is he saying to himself, both in the present state and in the desired state, so that you get a clearer idea of, okay, so this is where he is at right now. This is the strategy that he's playing for himself right now. And where does he want to be? When he approaches someone, right now what he doesn't feel the identity of a coach. It's not fully him. And so how does he do that? Where does he feel that in his body? And how would he be feeling that in his body if he did? What would be that difference? And that's how you, at the end, get to the KPI, because then you can, so when you think of talking to someone outside of the office, right now you feel this, but when you, at the end of the coaching session, you will be feeling a sense of identity. Where specifically do you feel that in your body? What is that like? What are you saying to yourself? So that could be our test. If by the end of this session, you can say to yourself, I am a coach, for example, because I don't know if that's really what this is about, but if I can say that to myself and feel it in my body, you know, feel my shoulders straight and relaxed, things like that, then you've reached your outcome. Yes. Then you know that you can talk to five people tomorrow. Yes. Okay, so that's what we're that's what we're after. So then you've really locked it down in a KPI. Does that make sense?
Yes. I think I understand. And when he was in the start, he also said that he wanted to have a plan or a strategy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So then I asked what's stopping him, but I thought it was wrong to ask about this because he said that he wanted to have a plan.
Well,
and then I was a little bit not sure, yes, what he want, plan or, yes.
Ah, so yes, if you're not sure about that, then why not ask him? So
yes,
is this about
yes,
a, and this is part of your job, is you create awareness
yes.
in your client because he thinks he might need a strategy or a plan, and that may very well be. But when you ask, okay, what is stopping you? Well, I don't feel like I am, like it's fully me yet. Oh, okay. So then what I'm hearing is this is about belief or at the identity level. So I want to feed that back to him because he might not be aware of it. So all I want to do is that's what we do acknowledgements for is I'm going to feed that back. So did you hear what you just said? So is this about your identity? Yes. Okay. So then what do we need to work on?
Okay. Then
and
I can
then
ask.
Like,
yes.
And then you can give him a menu list. Do we still need to work on the strategy or on a plan?
Yes.
Or is this what we need to work on? And that's what you ask. That's what you do the testing questions for. So, yeah, you can start out with plan or a strategy, but that might be something that he can very easily do himself once you've worked on the identity.
Yes.
And so that's how you get to the core of the problem. Mm. So, because if you work with him on the strategy and the plan, but he still doesn't feel that sense of okay, this is fully me, then the likelihood of him doing it is still very slim. And so that's why we want to get to the core of what's stopping him or what's holding him back so that we really get to that leverage point of okay, you know, that's why you check as well. So can you already make a plan? Have you made a plan before? Did it work? So that would be one of the questions to ask as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, and he said in the end of the question that he make this decision to start to talk with people. So that I'm curious, and what had happened?
Okay, yeah. So so you can ask that as well, because that kind of solidifies it even more. So if you're curious, then... Hey, so what just happened? So now you can make that decision what just happened. And then afterwards, because you asked, so what else do you want to work on? He still brought back that belief. Well, I still want that belief to really kind of like make it stronger. So you know, those kinds of questions are perfectly legitimate to ask if you're curious. So what just happened? So you made a decision. Because if someone had an insight, then you can celebrate that insight.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah? So what I noticed is that you really picked up your game in terms of following the well-formed outcome and your testing questions. Just continue that all the way down the funnel and know that you can, like even when you're all the way down the funnel, you can still get
closer to what you need to work on. Mm-hmm. And then lock it into position. So really mm-hmm. lock it into a context. Get all the details. So a lot of meta model questions around, okay, what do you see, what do you hear, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Holly or Christian, do you have any questions or anything that you would like to add? And you can just press 1 on your keypad. Okay, so in that case, what we can do is we can switch, and Christian, you can coach Larissa. Let me just open your mic, Christian. Okay.
Evan, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes.
Christian, are you ready to coach?
Yes, I am ready. I changed my microphone. I don't know if the sound is better.
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
It's better for me.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, well, Christian, I'm going to close my mic. And and I'm going to start your 20 minutes right now.
Okay, 20 minutes. Okay. So, Loretta, am I pronouncing well?
Yes, it's
your
well,
name?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. So we're going for a 20 minutes session, and just what I would like to say, as you may have noticed, English is not my native language. So I may ask you to repeat something, or if ever you don't understand what I say, really feel free to ask me to say again. And the second, I may, if you agree, as we are looking to the structure of things, do not maybe not go into too many details, and as we need to find the core of the thing. And mm-hmm. So we are going for 20 minutes. And we are talking about marketing. Myself, yourself, what do you expect from this session? What would you like to what do you want today, just now, about that?
I want to be more active, to be more comfortable, to meet the people and talk with them.
More confident
and,
to talk with people?
Maybe, even, I don't know, more confident, maybe more confidence. Just, I think that I'm sitting in my bubble and I like to read, I like to learn a lot about coaching, read about marketing, but I really don't do a lot of things. I don't really do marketing or sales.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean for you to do marketing?
It will mean that I will get more clients more easy and faster. Yes, and I can live on this business.
Mm-hmm.
I can make money.
And in doing marketing, is there anything else about that? You mentioned getting clients, make money.
Yes. Mm.
And about those two things. Sorry.
Yes, yes, maybe it's something else that I don't know. I'm not I believe that I don't very good in marketing, and yes, I just try to learn, and because of this, I don't do things.
Okay, so you mentioned about doing marketing, and you said a few things, and now you talk about I know things that I do not do. Is this something you want to work about today?
I want just do more action, not just sit at the room and learn about this. I need to go out more and talk with the people and present myself and to have some brochures. Yes, and
Is there a specific context where you want to do more actions about marketing yourself?
When I meet people, I don't really meet a lot of people because I am also live now in another country, and I not have a lot of friends here. So because of this, I need to make to go and start to talk with the people to talk about me. And I feel it's a little bit more difficult than just if I was in my own country when I know a lot of people and it will be easier to me to talk with them. And here it's I don't know a lot of people.
And getting to know people in the country you are, is this something you want to work about now?
Yes, maybe I need another belief or frame to in order to be easier to me to start it, to talk with the people.
You need another belief? What kind of belief do you need?
Belief that helped me to talk with the people, to present myself as a coach, and talk that I can help them yes, and to talk on this way that they will be interested in this.
And what do you believe now about you can interest people in your coaching?
I believe it's difficult to get customers, and I believe that it's difficult to talk with strangers, people.
And how do you know that for you, you believe that it's difficult to talk with stranger?
How I know?
Yes.
Yeah. I just feel like this. I just feel that something maybe inside of me, the game that I make inside of me stops me to talk with the people.
You something you feel inside of you?
Yes.
Okay.
That I'm not comfortable.
Uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And where specifically you feel it?
When do you mean in the body, and when in which kind of situation?
You mentioned the situation where you talk to people. Do you have a specific
yes.
situation in your mind?
Yes, yeah, sometimes I am just on the some meetings when I meet the people and we just make the conversation, and then it could be help me if I can just start to talk about this in some way, to talk about me making coating or.
Sorry, I did not understand your last words.
I'm sometimes I meet the people. I have a meeting or some dinners or something like this on a different place. Mm. And on this situation, it could be possible to me to present myself and talk about myself, what I'm doing, how I can help them.
Mm-hmm. And can you do it?
No, I can't do it now.
Can't do it now?
No.
Is this something you want to talk about now?
Yes.
So, what does it mean you cannot do it for you?
I can't do it. It's something that... yes, it's something to stop me at something that in inside of me said no, they're not interested in that.
And does that empower you to think that and to believe that?
Can you repeat your question?
Does that give you power to think like to think like this and to believe this?
No.
And what could be something giving you power about meeting people?
To believe they're interested to hear. And mm-hmm. I have something that to tell them that I can. I don't know. I just when I think about this situation, I feel so uncomfortable. I need to believe that they are interested in that.
You need to believe that they are interested in it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how much do you believe it just now? On a scale on 1 to 10?
3. Yes.
And how much do you need to feel comfortable with that belief that they are interested in you, in what you have to tell?
8, 9.
Is it possible for you?
I don't know. I hope so. Yes, maybe 7. It's possible just now. Yes, in the end of mm-hmm. the session.
So does it mean you are now at 7?
No, I would like to be on the 7.
Okay. Is it something you would like to do now?
Yes.
Okay. So, you are now at 3 on that scale of that belief that people are interested in what you say, and you want to go to 7.
Yes.
Is that what you want now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have some? Something that you believe over 7, and you know that you believe it, that it's at that scale.
Something else.
Yes, something else. Something that you can that can be your scale, that you feel in your body at that level.
Yes, I have some beliefs. Yes, that I am strong believer in this. Yes.
Okay, and how, where in your body do you feel it? Oh.
Mm.
I just feel it everywhere. It just the power on the whole body.
And what do you see when you have that belief?
What I see. What I see. Mm. It's like all the whole world look at me, and they are waiting for what I going to say.
Yes, and what are you thinking at that moment?
Yes, it's exciting.
It's exciting.
Mm.
And when it sounds exciting, how many do you feel?
How many?
I didn't hear. Sorry.
Yes. Can you repeat your question?
Yes. Yes. The question was, you said it sounds exciting, and when it sounds exciting to you, how much is your level of the belief of your, they are interesting in what you are going to say?
It's 9.
It's 9. Sounds exciting, is it?
Yes, it's 9, how I believe and how I feel the power, the stronger the power in my body, yes. Mm.
Okay. Is it strong enough to keep that belief that they are interesting in what you are going to say?
Yes.
Okay. So would you take a moment to imagine the next people you are going to meet and feel that power inside?
Hmm.
And now, how do you feel about they are interested in what you are going to say?
Yes, I take this power on this session with the people. Maybe 5. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything that could empower this, that state?
Yes. I need to relax a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yes. And maybe a smile to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And as you smile.
Maybe sometimes just start the conversation to ask how are you.
I'm sorry, yeah. I did not hear.
And maybe start myself the conversation. Just
okay.
Ask about something.
And then what happens?
Then it will be easy to make the conversation. Yes, I'm not sure that I'm going to talk. What we are going to talk about this. But I feel it's easy to make the conversation, and it's a good step forward to have the possibilities to talk.
So you have the possibility to talk now?
Yes.
And where will we be the next time you will do that?
Next time I can do this on Thursday. I'm going to meet the people to be, yeah, some meeting.
And do you have a strategy on how to go to them before you talk?
If I have a strategy.
Sorry.
What did you ask about?
Can you do it? Go to them on Wednesday and talk to them. You can do it.
One more minute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more comfortable to. I will remember to relax and smile and I will see what happened.
So you will smile and relax and see what happened. And how do you feel about it?
I feel more strong and more comfortable with the conversation.
Okay. And is it is there anything that may prevent you from smiling and feeling that sensation and having that belief?
Prevent? What do you mean? I don't understand the word. Is something that's stopping me?
Yes.
No, not really. No. But I feel comfortable about this. Yes.
Okay. And where in your body do you feel comfortable about it?
I just feel relaxed and comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah. Just here, everywhere. Just it feels just comfortable.
Okay, but I would like to check that when you feel comfortable, where in your body specifically you feel it?
Everywhere. I just can move from easy. I can do things. I think it's everywhere in the body. I can see the one specific place.
You can see a specific place, yeah. Did I hear well?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and how will you know
okay,
that you...
Okay, time is up.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. So, sorry that was a little bit abrupt, but we were getting over time. So, Larissa, I'm going to put you on mute for a moment. So that I can give feedback to Christian. And then afterwards, there's room for questions and also if you'd like to share anything about your experience. And the same goes for Holly. If Holly, you want to add or ask questions, then please just press 1 on your keypad. Okay, so Christian, how did you feel that went?
Well, I think I was not enough precise. I did not give enough precision in my questioning. I think I coached about belief without being sure it was the client was wishing fully.
Okay. So what would you have done different next time?
I don't understand. Would you say again?
What would you do different next time?
I would check the belief with a more clarity question and what it, there is about that belief.
Okay, so is it okay for me to provide you some feedback based on what I heard? And that will take you to the next level.
Okay,
so what I noticed that you did, in especially in the beginning, was to really go through the start with the well-formed outcome and what specifically it is that that she wants to work on. I noticed in the beginning that you started asking clarity questions. So you asked about doing marketing. And you also started to ask about the context. So in what specific context does this happen? And in those situations, I think what you mentioned about specificity, I think that would be like that would make a big difference in your coaching, is to really stick with that. Okay, so initially Larissa spoke about, I just want to do action. And not just learning. So to me, that in there was an implication that so learning is not doing, because she says it was kind of like a dichotomy of, okay, I'm not doing any action because I'm learning, and I want to do more action. So in that, I heard that there might be a dichotomy for her between learning and acting on something. So that was just something that I picked up on. May not have led anywhere. It was just interesting that dichotomy was there. So that was something not heard under listening. When you asked that question of how do you know that you, and I think it was about her not being good at something, how do you know that? And so you really got like into the more specifics there. And I noticed that you have that skill of asking specific questions, because you did ask when you started the belief, when you started working with the belief, what is it specifically that you're thinking? What is it that you're feeling? Where do you feel that? So you started asking all of those precision questions. My suggestion would be to really do that with the present state. So how is she doing her problem right now? And what is holding that in place? So and one thing also that I noticed is that you do some acknowledgments. What would take it up to the next level for you is to do longer acknowledgments. So far, what I've heard you say is that you're not very good at marketing, and what you're doing right now is you're just learning and learning and learning, and because of that, you're not doing. And what you want is to do more action, and specifically you want to do that action in going out and meeting new people. And so then I would want to know what kind of people, and when specifically does she want, like, what is it specifically that she wants to learn? Is it that she... You know, how does she think about those people right now? I wasn't quite sure about, what it is specifically, and when specifically she holds herself back. Is that when she talks to people, is she, you know, when she initiates the conversation, is it inside of the conversation or is it already at home? Just thinking about other people that stops her. So I'm curious when specifically her present state of learning happens. What is it that she does that stops her from doing? So that's when you really get to the core of the trigger. And I wasn't quite sure about that yet. So that'll help as well to kind of, when you know that and when you really lock it down in that context. Oh, so when you're actually talking to people, you're okay, but it is initiating the conversation that you have trouble with. So is that what we need to work on you initiating the conversation? And I'm just making this up. This is not Larissa's words, but it's kind of like that specific moment that you need to work on, because that's where her matrix is activated. And so what I noticed that you did really well is when you do work with the belief change, is that you really know how to get her into state, how to make that a rich experience, because you brought in her feeling, what she hears and what she sees. So you really know how to make that a rich experience. In terms of belief change, what would take it to the next step, and that also is related to the specificity, is if you, what you need to do first is to help her step out of her current matrix. So that she can make a choice to say, okay, I'm just using this context as an example. When I initiate a conversation, normally what happens in the back of my mind is, I can't do this. I'm not good at marketing. They're not going to be interested. So that's where I'm going right now. Get her to step out of it so that she's really kind of like, okay, that I don't want to do anymore. I want something else. Are you ready to make that decision? Are you ready to kind of let that go? So when you do make that change, because this was like a change conversation, focus on stepping out of the current matrix first, because otherwise it can be a conflict later on. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense fully.
Okay. So just to summarize, you have the skill of specificity. I would apply that more to the present state. Really get your a specific context so that you know like what the difference is that's going to make the difference and when. And continuously make acknowledgments and feedback so that you're, and then go, okay, so then what do you need to work on? And really stick with that until you have like the outcome. And that would really take it to the next level.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, a very technical question about phone calls when coaching. About an acknowledgement, what's the good time? Because I am always in the, I will cut the speaking of a person, and maybe she's thinking, maybe she's something as I cannot see. What would be a good rule of thumb about waiting before saying something?
Oh, okay. So two things, I think, with when you're on the phone, to pre-frame that because you can't see each other,
sometimes you may interrupt. Actually, a couple of sessions ago, Dawn Voice, who was on the call with us, then she has a really elegant way of doing that. So she'll just say, she said something like, she pre-framed it, like, sometimes I might interrupt you, and I don't always know when you are thinking. And then she just says, I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment. So.
Okay.
And then when you do want to interrupt, so what I noticed, Christian, what you did is you ask a question, and then there's only very little time. So, yeah, just feel comfortable to kind of extend that period, because sometimes I just wait, and then someone says, okay, or, you know, your client is going to let you know that they have nothing more to say, and you can also pre-frame that, they can let you know, oh, I'm thinking, or oh, I need more time, or oh, I'm done. That, you know, just by saying okay. So just make some agreements about that beforehand, and feel comfortable with leaving a silence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah? Okay. All right, any other questions? Maybe from Larissa or Holly? Okay, anything that you would like to share? Okay, I don't see any hands coming up. What we're going to be doing is, so we're going to wrap up right now. Oh, Larissa, I see that you put your hand up.
Yes, I would like to just, hello, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to share a little bit, a little thing that I come to this now. That the thing that will help me to find the motivation why I want to do this the bigger motivation, not just money and business, but the frame, so why I want this. I think it's also very easy to me to find the new frame.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. So you really need a big enough why to do this.
Yes.
Mhm. Okay.
Mhm.
So that would be a good thing to just explore for you, Larissa, your big enough why is, and do the intentionality pattern. Okay, great.
Yes. Yes.
High five for that insight.
Yes. High five.
Great. Thank you for sharing. Well, all right. So we have come to the end of this session. Tomorrow we're going to be starting with the new Accessing Personal Genius or Poaching Genius series. So we're going to kick that off tomorrow at the regular time. If you haven't registered for that yet, you can get your phone number and PIN from the by registering under trainings and clicking on Access Personal Genius. And otherwise, next week there is another coaching call at the same time, at the regular time on Tuesday. So with that, I would like to wish you a good evening or a good day, depending on where you are in the world. And Christian, I would like to ask you to stay on the call for a little bit longer because we have a meeting and we might just as well stay on the call. Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Larissa and Holly, thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right,
have
goodbye.
A nice time.
Thank you for listening to the Subscribe to Change audio recording. With love and kindness, Femke Stute.